This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I've got a local boy here in the studio with me. He's a celebrity chef from Spice Journey on SBS. He's pretty good. He's pretty handy in the kitchen. I've got Shane Delia with me in the studio. G'day, Shane.
How you going? I don't know about celebrity chef. I'm a chef that gets on TV a little bit, but there's no celebrity in anything.
you're pretty handy in the kitchen, I've got to say. I've been keeping up with all your episodes on Spice Journey, and it's magnificent stuff there. First of all, on behalf of Joy, I want to say a very big thank you to Maha Restaurant for becoming a Joy business member during our radiothon week that we had here at Joy. Put your money where your mouth is. And I think you went there and said, yes, let's do this.
No problem. So look, you know, we all support as much community based initiatives as we can, and Joy is a great supporter of the community. So
yeah, it's great. Great stuff. Now, this is an 80s themed show, so we're sort of going to have a bit of an 80s twist on the chat we're going to have. Now, just very quickly, go through heritage, history, and traditions. You're half Maltese, half Lebanese?
No, Maltese.
Full-blown Maltese boy.
Well, Australian with Maltese descent. both my parents are Maltese. My wife's Lebanese. I suppose the food we cook at Malha is Middle Eastern, and we try to draw on our Maltese ancestry, but our real Maltese ancestry. So Maltese descended from the Phoenicians, which were, you know, modern day Lebanese. So that's where we're pulling our cuisine from.
You got a favourite Maltese dish?
Anything I don't have to cook. when my grandfather was still alive, I used to love eating his braised rabbit dish. It was a killer. But I love all of them. They're all classics.
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm a big fan of the raviolis. Yeah, my mum can nail those things. When she's got that rolling pin in her hand, she's pretty lethal. But when she can whip up those ravioli, she's pretty good. And pastizzi, I've got to say. If you got a favourite 80s dish, if you had to reinvent it 2014 style, what would you do?
Oh, you put me on the spot. Mm. 80s dish.
Somebody 80s grew up dish. In the 80s. I'm just trying to think.
There was a lot of shitty dishes. A lot of stuff out of cans. Look, I suppose a dish that, you know, I remember from the 80s, and I suppose it's only because my mum used to cook it. It's probably a lot earlier than 80s, but she used to make shepherd's pie like a champion. And, yeah. And I suppose, how would I recreate that in something new? I don't know. You'd probably do some, you know, slow braised beef cheek with a potato and onion foam or something over the top, and, you know, some little powder or something, you know, like, I suppose, you know, it probably work out all right, but it won't beat the original.
I've seen you add those spices, because we're going to chat a little bit later on about some of the current episodes that you've had, and we'll continue the chat with Shane Delia right after this. We're back in the studio, Joy 94.9. Shane Delia is still here with me. We're chatting all things Spice Journey and Maha. Now, Shane, how did you come up with the idea of Spice Journey?
I'd like to take all the credit, but wasn't really my idea in the beginning. Although we were approached by a few production companies that said, and most of them came up and said, we want to do a show in the Middle East. Do you want to do it with us? Mm. And then one company came and said, if you were to do a show in the Middle East, how would you do it? And I said, I'm going with you. Because then they really gave us an opportunity to tell our story. And the story was about a Maltese boy going back to Malta and discovering his Phoenician ancestry, and then going back to Lebanon and discovering, you know, that's where his forefathers were from, as opposed to just being slapped in the middle of the Middle East and trying to find your way around. So it means a bit to me. And we wanted to show that there's more to the Middle East than what you see on CNN. You know, like mainstream media sometimes has a really cruel way of twisting things for its own benefit. We wanted to show that the people over there are beautiful, the cultures are amazing, and when you strip back all the politics, it's the same people.
Yeah, because you did visit Malta and Lebanon in season one, and you're travelling through Turkey at the moment in the current season. Did you find that you had any barriers with language or interpreters or anything like that?
In Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey's probably one of the most cosmopolitan places I've seen. It's really diverse. Language, look, as you leave the city, as you leave Istanbul, you start to get into some of the villages. Yeah, there's a language barrier. I don't speak a word of Turkish apart from all the swear words. And
as we do.
Yeah, and no. the villages don't really like that. It's very Australian though. No, look, we had people with us. We had a cast with us, and you know, you've got your fixers who are your locals that are showing you around, and they're always your sort of interpreter. But I just think when you've got food as your communicator, all the barriers break down.
Yeah.
And just a smile and a glance and, you know, seeing that you're enjoying what they cooked for you, that's communication enough.
Food makes everything all right, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Where do you want to go next?
Oh, look, I'd like to explore sort of North Africa and southern Spain and see the Moorish influence on Europe. And that's a story that hasn't really been told, you know, that there was, before there was tapas in Spain, there was mesa. You know, the Moors were in there, they ruled there for a few hundred years and they taught the Spanish how to cook. And then and then with Catholicism, the Spanish introduced pork and then it became tapas, you know. Yeah. So it's interesting.
Well, you found, like in the 80s, we didn't have, you know, the things like we've got, you know, apps and restaurant reputations and all that sort of thing. How do you find that? Like, we've got all this, you know, customer recommendations and word of mouth. Like, how do you find that, like, with a significant change over the years? That helped you?
Look, I think now more than ever, customers have a voice. Whether that's an educated voice or not is another thing. Mm. You get 99.5% of the customers that come through Maha and then voice their opinion via social channels are very complimentary. And if they've got something negative to say, they say it in a really sort of constructful manner, you know. But then you always get the people who are just going to sit in there and bash and because they want to be heard and probably got no friends. But I think it's a great thing. I think that, you know, like obviously before you'd hear about a restaurant via, you know, promotion or by word of mouth, and that'd be kind of be your recommendation. But now you can just jump on TripAdvisor or, you know, or Urban Spoon or something like that, and you can see basically the same word of mouth but in sort of mass.
Yeah.
So you can see what everybody's saying all in one spot. So it's great.
Yeah. No, it is. It's good. Obviously, with the technology we have, well, I think we're very spoilt in this day and age. Now, I've got to ask you, you take all that, I've been watching all these episodes, you tend to always go back to your kitchen and you cook all these dishes when you come back.
Yeah.
What happens to the food? After
to be God's honest truth, it gets devoured because it's a long shoot day in the kitchen. We generally do it in January. And if you can remember, January just passed in Melbourne, it was sweltering. We had that 40 plus 3 or 4 days.
Stinker.
Yeah, and we were shooting in that. Mm. And we were in a tin shed in Collingwood, which had no air conditioning.
Yeah.
And you're in there with lights and cameras and all, and it's even hotter again, and you're trying to be calm and on camera. So as soon as the lights went off, the air conditioner got switched on because you can't have any background noise. The staff would, the camera guys and everyone would devour it. Like it wouldn't be around for a second. So, you know, nothing goes to waste.
And in the household, who does the cooking? Is it you or wifey? Or do you still go to your mum's for dinner like I do?
Every Monday night we go to mum's for dinner.
Yeah.
But look, to be honest, I'm not home a lot during the week. You know, with restaurants, you work a lot of nights.
Yeah.
So Maha does most of the cooking. But, you know, if I'm home during the week, I try to pull my share as well.
So tell us, what's next for Shane DeLeo and Spice Journey and Maha? What's on the cards?
Oh, Maha's going through a bit of a rebirth at the end of the year. So I'd encourage everyone to get in before the year's out, because when we come back next year, it'll be a new Maha. Spice Journey, I'm waiting for SBS to give me the rubber stamp so we can
come
go
on
and,
SBS,
so,
get behind Shane.
So we can go and do our third series, because it's so much fun, and people love the stories that we're telling, and that's amazing. And I'm just a cook. I'm a boy from the west of Melbourne who just wanted to cook, and I've been given an opportunity, so I'm going to take it. And I suppose the other big thing is that we're going to launch a takeaway next year called Biggie Smalls.
Ooh.
Biggie Smalls is my favourite rapper of all time.
Can we drive through?
Maybe. You never know. We're looking for a venue. It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool music. It's going to be a cool venue. It's going to be like accessible, just good tasty food. And that's going to be start off in probably CBD and branch out everywhere.
There you go, guys, you've heard it here first. Okay, now you interact with your fans live during the show, during Spice Journey, hashtag Spice Journey, and you can tweet Shane DeLeo and have a chat. So you're all on Facebook, website?
Yeah, we're all over it. Look, there's you know, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, but to be honest, the Facebook I probably look at every second day, but the Twitter, I'm on, it's on my phone, and I'm on it like all the time. So, and I'm sitting there at the computers with the girls and we're live tweeting, so it's, you know, it's full on. It's quite intense. You know, the show's airing in 126 countries.
That's amazing.
And it's the top rating food show on SBS, so we're pretty lucky.
Amazing stuff. Now, Shane, very, very big thank you for coming in to Joy 94.9 and having a chat to us about Spice Journey and Maha Restaurant. Support him. He's a Melbourne boy. He's a passionate boy. Thanks for coming in, Shane.
Thanks a lot. I love being here.
And just like food is always on our mind, we've got a bit of... do you like the Pet Shop Boys?
Love the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it.
Always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
Yeah. Here we go.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.